The text for our meditation is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing, to one a fragrance from death to death, to the other a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not like so many peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. Brothers and sisters, have you noticed since call day 2 weeks ago, things such as parsonage or house or salary or cost of living have made themselves so important? Are these things making a play to frame our lives and perhaps even our ministries since April 25th, 2006? Alarming, before you know it, with call in hand, a shift occurs and we catch ourselves talking more and more about my ministry. My what? Are we on the same page with St. Paul? It's not about us. It's about the gospel. About that dynamic, the true and the only true knowledge of God, as Paul says later in the fourth chapter, in the face of Christ Jesus. A dynamic indeed, which the apostle describes as an aroma, a fragrance. Oh, but what a power. A fragrance sweet unto life to those who believe, but a deadly and destructive fragrance unto death to those who reject the gospel and do not believe. Pretty potent, pretty powerful. Who is sufficient to handle such a thing as this gospel? Certainly not a man since call day whose center has turned upon self or self-interest or even self-provision and much less self-protection. Certainly not those charlatans, those hucksters to which Paul refers here, for whom the gospel is simply a means to stroke the public psyche in some of the well-known churches of the land, making the gospel a means to the comforts of the flesh, prosperity, success, a better this and a better that. False apostles, I submit, are in our own age, and they are not above turning a flesh-appealing, quote, gospel, end of quote, into their own fleshly comforts and prosperity. Well, if not these charlatans, who then? The likes of us? Do a few classes over very short years here at a seminary, do advanced degrees, even doctor's robes and all the trappings of academic theology make one sufficient for this ministry? You know, St. Paul cuts right to the quick. Our sufficiency is of God. Better be so, for just on the other side of ordination, says the apostle, is accountability to God. In the sight of God, he says. A very vivid expression suggesting right in God's face, if you will, and under the inescapable scrutiny of his eyes. That's where all pastoral ministry is. Can you handle the responsibility for a ministry of God and accountable to God? Can you handle it? We are humbled and fearfully so, walking in the shoes of some of the great men of God in the past, Moses, who raised the hard wood of his staff and struck the rock instead of raising a gentle voice speaking to the rock, and God held him accountable big time. King Saul went soft on the Amalekites, and when God wanted severity, and the Spirit of Yahweh departed from the king. Jonah never reached Tarshish because Nineveh, waiting for the call to repentance, was deserted by this would-be spokesman for God, and God held Jonah accountable. Go to Nineveh. Sobering thought. The mantle, the office, falls on our shoulders. And preaching the gospel, teaching sound doctrine, ordering practice in accord with the word of God, for these things we are accountable to God. Every minute, every hour, every day, every month, and every year, in the sight of God, accountable to God. The holy ministry. Who dares to don such a mantle? Who? Had St. Paul stopped here in the text with of God and to God, we should all sell our books, vacate the dormitories and the apartments, and get on with another life. But thanks be to God, he puts us, the very likes of you and me, into the ministry when he adds to those phrases of God and to God the powerfully enabling words, you guessed them, in Christ. In the sight of God, we speak in Christ. In 13 writings, some of them which are very, very short, Philemon, barely one page, in this little sheaf of letters, the apostle uses one phrase, in Christ and its equivalents in the Lord, in him, no less than 164 times. Which is to say, the God who held Moses and King Saul and Jonah accountable holds you and me accountable. How? In Christ. Of God and to God. Crushing. Terrifying. In Christ, refreshing, electrifying, the ministry, his ministry, our lives framed, shaped, not of the stuff of the flesh, but in Christ, in Christ. Thus we speak. Thus we serve.